Bio Remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Mexico will begin vaccinating healthcare workers on Thursday, a day after Latin America's first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Mexico City. Mexico's foreign secretary said the arrival of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine marks the beginning of the end of that pandemic. Mexico is scheduled to receive 1.4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Other Latin American countries are expecting vaccine shipments, or as Argentina did on Wednesday, approving vaccines for use in their country. Pfizer-BioNTech says they will supply the United States with an additional 100 million doses of its coronavirus vaccine as the country struggles to contain surges in infections. The drug maker said they expect to complete the delivery by the end of July in a nearly $2 billion deal with the federal government. The U.S. continues to lead the world in COVID-19 deaths with more than 325,000 and more than 18 million coronavirus cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. Europe on Wednesday began easing travel bans on Britain, put in place to contain a new strain of COVID-19 that British officials believe spreads faster. The discovery of the new strain sent off alarm bells worldwide, just as more countries, including Switzerland and Qatar, began vaccine campaigns to halt a pandemic that has claimed more than 1.7 million lives since it began a year ago in China. The European Commission has urged EU nations to reopen their borders to Britain and replace the blockades with mandatory tests for arrivals. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Canada's health regulator authorized a second COVID-19 vaccine Wednesday, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he will extend the suspension of flights from the United Kingdom because of a new variant there, calling the situation very serious. Health Canada said the vaccine from the U.S. biotech firm Moderna is safe for use in the country, and Moderna said it anticipates starting shipments to Canada within 48 hours. It follows the approval of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine earlier this month. U.S. President Donald Trump's latest pardons include his former campaign chairman Paul Manafort, associate Roger Stone, and Charles Kushner, a real estate developer and the father of Trump's son-in-law. In an unusual twist, Trump's advisor, Chris Christie, a former U.S. attorney, prosecuted Kushner. Christie was quoted by CNN as saying Charles Kushner's case was one of the most loathsome, disgusting crimes he prosecuted. Manafort was convicted as part of the special counsel probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Trump had earlier commuted the criminal sentence of Stone, who was convicted of lying under oath to lawmakers. Trump issued the second wave of pardons in as many days after arriving in Palm Beach, Florida, for the holiday season. So far, Trump has pardoned 26 individuals and commuted part or all of the sentences of an additional three people. President Trump also vetoed the annual defense bill, which would have funded the Pentagon with more than $740 billion. Trump has long voiced his displeasure with the bill, calling it very weak, saying he would veto it if it didn't repeal the Communications Decency Act, which shields social media companies from content liability not available to most media companies. Trump also wanted to strip out language that would have renamed some military facilities after Confederate leaders. Late Wednesday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the lower chamber would vote on December 28th to override Trump's veto. EU officials say British negotiators are nearing a trade deal as Britain's New Year's Day exit from the 27-nation bloc approaches. Two officials said negotiators are working to resolve a fishing rights issue in British waters in hopes of avoiding a messy economic break between the two sides. Britain is calling for quotas of EU vessels in British waters, and sources from both sides have said that progress is being made in those talks. For additional news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.